All right, so we are here with Sam Litvin, Raver's Digest photographer and hardcore party machine. Sam, what are you going to do tonight?
Yo, what's up, man? I'm going to, like, party with these girls and stuff. Yeah. I'm going to, like, smoke. I'm going to party. I'm going to drink. Where are we going?
We're going to Electric Daisy Carnival. And did you say you're going to be rolling blunts?
Yo, yeah. You know me. You know how I do, man. I'm going to...
Alright, so we are on the way to Electric Daisy Carnival. We are not bumping techno, and we are getting ready to hand out Raver's Digest at the parking lot. Alright, well, I'm just going to go ahead and document an interesting piece of rave trivia that will probably be very entertaining for people 20 or 30 years from now. When you go to a party that has like 100,000 people, you can't send or receive text messages or phone calls using your mobile phone because there are so many people and so many mobile phones and so much wireless data traffic that nothing works. So
well, I thought... And there's low bandwidth. And I think I documented this in my six-page Coachella article.
That's true, Sam. You did, and that was a great idea, but in the future, people might not be able to read, so I'm putting this in audio podcast format.
Touché.
All right, well, it's just about 9:15 p.m., and we're almost to the Los Angeles Sports Arena parking lot. So let's see what the scene is like. A lot of people say that Friday is not going to be really crowded. A lot of people are going to go to EDC more so for Saturday, but we'll find out right now. So Sam, this is the second Mazda 3 Raver's Digest has had. This was quite a bit nicer. Remember my old Mazda MX-3?
I remember it.
Yeah, we went to quite a few parties in that thing. That was the most...
That thing was like an escape pod. It wasn't even a car. So we escape parties.
All right, so we're off the freeway now, and I would say we're within a few miles of the party. And it looks kind of crowded, but it doesn't look like pandemonium. I don't see any blatant, like, candy ravers or anything.
I mean, that's a great picture right there. Look at those girls who are dressed up. Walking past bumps, and this is almost like San Diego downtown, but grungier, and they're going to a rave. Like, what are they thinking?
Do you think those people are even going to Electric Daisy Carnival?
I think they're going to Electric Daisy Carnival. Like, what has happened to an Electric Daisy Carnival and people dress like that to it?
Yeah, they're dressed like they just came off of work, which would actually be kind of cool if you just got off work and go to EDC. But we don't really know if that's what's happening. But there definitely are bums sleeping in the tunnel and people walking by them. So I do hear bass. I don't know if this is bass from the party. Do you want to put your window down? There's a bum near my side. Oh, yeah. I'm sure you have real tickets. Oh, yeah. This guy is supposedly selling Electric Daisy. I mean, the question is, why would you have real tickets? Why would you be selling these tickets to Electric Daisy Carnival? Where did you get them from as a bum? So, anyways.
It wasn't a bum.
That wasn't a bum?
No.
Well, where did he get the Electric Daisy Carnival tickets in the first place?
Well, I don't know, but he had a stack of them.
He had a whole bunch of these tickets. I think, personally, that those were fake tickets. I think that he just made them, and he's going to sell them to stupid kids, and those kids are not going to get into the party. You know, I said we're within, like, a few miles of the party. I mean, if I'm correct, that big light-up structure is some kind of Electric Daisy Carnival ride or something like a ride. I mean, what the hell is that? Is that part of Los Angeles's normal, like, scenery?
I doubt it.
I mean, I see lots of just big red lights. I mean, you know, I've always said, like, what's really the difference between being inside the party and right next to the party? And, I mean, today we're going to find out, because I don't really plan on going inside. It's possible, but I would say it's unlikely. All right, so Sam has turned off the air conditioning. There's no bums close to the car, so I feel kind of safe putting the window down a little. And I definitely hear the bass bumping away right now already.
So we just have to turn over there.
Yeah, the driving is going to be questionable up in here. So let's see how this goes. But yeah, we're like right on top of Electric Daisy Carnival already. We just saw our first girls wearing crazy raver clothes and Hello Kitty backpacks and colorful hair and like tutus. And they're basically just in candy colored outfits, rainbow colored outfits, and they're walking to the party. And we're like right on top of this party. If you just could just, you know, hang out and eat a massive amount of burgers from Tom's, that would just be like going to Electric Daisy Carnival at an all-you-can-eat hamburger buffet. You'd probably save some money. We just saw our first girls wearing crazy raver clothes and Hello Kitty backpacks and colorful hair and like tutus. And they're basically just in candy-colored outfits. Rainbow colored outfits, and they're walking to the party. If you thought tickets were expensive, this place, event parking, is $60. $60, as in $50 plus $10. Yeah, that's kind of pricey, so we won't be parking there. But we just drove by EDC, and I'm gonna tell you, the rides and everything look like they're off the hook. It's almost like the rides are even like a bigger focus this year, maybe, than like everything else. I've never really seen, I don't know, I guess I haven't gone for a while, but I mean, it's just like the rides are just everywhere. We'll put it up all the way so we don't get the bounce. Don't put yours up. Yeah, go in there, go in there. Perfect, perfect. Oh, hell yeah.
There's that Jerby.